President Trump, why do you believe it's appropriate to weigh in on the racial identity of your opponent?
I read where she was not black, and then I read that she was black.
Vice President Harris.
We have someone who wants to be president who has consistently attempted to use race to divide. And I think the American people want better than that, want better than this. We all have dreams and want a president who invests in those, not in hate and division.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Get everything for your next project at Menards. Tackle tough jobs with Loctite Power Grab. This all-purpose construction adhesive is easy to use and bonds to a variety of materials. Plus, it's high strength, paintable, and reduces the need for clamping with 0 second instant grab. Save big money on Loctite Power Grab at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 124, and Rylan, tell them about our Discord.
Go ahead, join our Discord, like always. You know, I say this at the beginning of every single episode. I'm pretty sure I've been saying this.
Well, it's been a while.
Close to when we started.
So they but don't have no ears.
You guys, you listen to a podcast. But I forgot we got that sign language guy.
Yeah.
But you guys obviously don't know about him because Ashton doesn't post videos.
Yeah, exactly. It's a secret.
So
we don't post him, we don't gotta pay him.
He's non-existent. It's actually Zelda who does it.
Yeah, my cat.
But yeah, join our Discord, you know. You can interact with us. We'll talk to you about games, whatever you want to. You know, get merch, free merch maybe from a giveaway, movie nights. You know, we just need members. That's all.
Yep. All right.
Also, this podcast is sponsored by LeBron James. I got a Sprite Cranberry, so.
So, Rylan is LeBron, is what he's saying.
Yeah. I'm LeBron. I look like him.
Yeah, definitely. Alright, unreleased Yoshi's Egg remake for Nintendo DS breaks the cover online.
The recent Game Freak hack has revealed that, you know, the company worked on a remake of Yoshi's Egg, known as Yoshi in North America and Mario and Yoshi in Europe. Why are they two different names?
That's what Nintendo done that. Back then, like, they released it two or three different names depending on where it's released.
Oh, that makes sense. Now they just release, you know, the same name for everyone.
Pretty much. Sometimes but they'll still be different between Japan and everywhere else, but most of the time it's the same.
Yeah. But that was obviously for the Nintendo DS, built using Pokemon Black and White's game engine. So it was ran with the same game engine they used for Pokemon Black and White.
Yeah.
While the title screen says 1995, the prototype is believed to be from 2007. Some have speculated that the 1995 date suggests that this is a based on the cancellation or the canceled SNES port from the original NES game. So, the date may have a certain meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, by the way, Game Freak was hacked this past week. No, it didn't really say that, but we didn't go over that, but it just released some information about some of the new Pokemon games coming out, and
how many games has Pokemon made?
A lot. I think they're going on 10th gen of Pokemon.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think Pokemon needs to
started,
retire.
What was it, like 95?
Something like that.
I can't remember for sure when Pokemon started. I think it was like around that time. I know, it was
before that.
Might have been before that.
Because wasn't Pokemon games on the GameCube? I mean, not the GameCube, the Game Boy.
The original
wasn't
Game
there
Boy
Pokemon games on the Game Boy. And the Game Boy came out when?
Like in the '80s. It was.
Yeah, so that's
it. It was 1995.
Was
it? Yeah. But yeah, the original Game Boy came out in the '80s.
Yeah. But then they just made a Pokemon version for Pokemon for the Game Boy and stuff.
Yeah.
Back on 95. Been going on 30 years almost.
See, I just turned 26. So it'd been 29 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And 2025. It's a date of Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Crazy that that's next year. Like back then, it was like, oh, that's so far in the future, like 13 years. But
now
it's just like next year in like 3 months.
Right around the corner. I know, it's crazy.
Less than 3 months.
But yeah, Lost Media Busters, they said breaking news, an unreleased 2007 remake of Yoshi's Egg developed by Game Freak was built in, what would become Pokemon Black and White's engine. Found in the BNW source code leak, enjoy over 20 minutes of never foreseen gameplay. So they put a YouTube link. They posted this on YouTube. They posted gameplay of like the Yoshi thing and stuff. So that's
Nintendo's
cool.
Gonna take that down. So.
Gonna sue them. you can't use strike. That.
Here goes a copyright strike.
Honestly, I would not doubt it.
We went over last week that they are copyright striking YouTube videos of emulation and stuff. So
yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Nintendo is, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. I'd take that video down.
I mean, crappy. I know it would get a whole bunch of views, but would it be worth it? Nah. Getting a copyright strikes.
If you get 3 of them, they can shut your channel down.
If you get 3 of them, they will delete your channel. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you do just get 1 from it, and say you get like your video gets like 1 million views again, a few subs from it, that'd be good.
I mean,
but hopefully that's before they copyright.
Yeah.
And then if you don't take it down or something, they're just gonna do it again. I feel like.
Yeah.
Or they're just gonna delete it themselves because obviously they can do that.
They can if they own the, content.
Yeah.
All right. So we've went over AIN. Or AYN, however you guys say. I say AIN, but
team.
Went over them a couple times. We went over them making the Odin 2 Mini several months ago. And then they just announced today a 7-inch OLED Odin 2.
Yeah. I like the Odin. It's pretty cool.
It is cool.
The Odin 2.
I have the one. I really want to get that mini, though. Like, it looks like a PS Vita.
PSP.
It
a looks PSP Vita, nice. Yeah. Looks, it really does.
And it's cheaper than the regular Odin 2.
This is what you guys need to know, it says. It says, AIN has announced its next Android-powered handheld, the Odin 2 Portal. The Odin 2 Portal features a 7-inch OLED display with a 1080p resolution and a 120Hz refresh rate. So, pretty powerful for, how small it is.
Yeah, so you could see up to 120 frames per second on it, if you could get 120 frames per second on it.
Yeah. It says here, it will be made available for pre-order through Indiegogo.
That's kind of like Kickstarter.
Says here with the campaign expected to begin in the coming weeks. So the pre-order is going to be made available in the next few weeks or so. We will most likely probably go over that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So, says here, while the temperatures outside continue to drop, the Android gaming handheld scene is starting to heat up. AIN surprised many by, announcing its next handheld in the Odin 2 Portal. There are a few key differences between the Odin 2 and the upcoming new one. Starting with the display, the Odin 2 supports a 7-inch LCD display paired. Oh wait, no. Just the regular Odin 2, I think. Yeah, the Odin 2 supports a 6-inch LCD display paired with a 60Hz refresh rate. How the Portal. 7-inch AMOLED screen with, 120 refresh rate. So, the Portal is 1-inch more, screen-wise, and then, 60 more hertz for refresh rate. So, it's obviously more powerful.
So, the screen size goes from, the original Switch 6-inch to the OLED Switch 7-inch. So, that same comparison there.
Yeah.
Just the Switch OLED doesn't have 120 hertz.
That would be pretty cool if it did.
Well, I mean, daggone, none of the games could hit it.
Yeah, true. Sounds like Fortnite.
It runs 30 frames on the Switch, though.
And that it says here, something that, remains unchanged is that AIN will continue to lean on the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 with the Odin 2 Portal. This might come as a bit of surprise, given that the AYA Neo Pocket S and up-and-coming Pocket Evo are powered by the Snapdragon G3X Gen 2. We aren't really sure if this is due to an exclusive deal between, and Neo and Qualcomm, or if AIN, would rather just stick to, what it knows. In reality, the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2, still provides more than enough, miles per hour, crap. For a dedicated Android gaming head. Not much else is known about, the Odin 2 Portal, though.
To be fair, though, where they're still using the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 instead of the newer one.
Yeah.
I would probably do the same thing, just keep making the iterations of the same generation handheld, like the Odin 2 generation, with the same chip, and don't do the new Snapdragon until the Odin 3. That just make that the big difference. The big jump to the Odin 3 is that new chip.
It's literally going to come out in, say, 2 years or so.
At least, yeah.
Because that's kind of how they did with the,
the Odin and then the Odin 2.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy with what AIN produces. It's good good quality consoles that they come out with. And so they've had the Odin, they've had the Loki, and then they've had
I forgot about the Loki. You got that as well, didn't you?
No, I didn't get the Loki. It's their Windows. I was going to get the Loki, I got the Ally instead.
Oh yeah, I remember
when I had the money to buy it. I was this close to getting the Loki, and I was like, I'm gonna get the Ally, so I got the Ally.
Yeah, but it says here the Odin Portal 2 appears to be a direct competitor to the Pocket Evo. The Evo was announced in early August, but has yet to actually be released. Although Indiegogo's page says it's expected to arrive sometime in November. It too features a 7-inch OLED display with a higher refresh rate of 165. And the starting price of it is $500, so I'm going to guess the Odin 2 is going to be a little bit cheaper than that. Or if not the same price.
I know the
Odin, I hope they go cheaper.
I'd say they'll make the Odin 2 cheaper when it comes out.
Yeah, but then they might raise the price or something.
I think once the Odin 2 once the Portal comes out, right now, the base Odin 2 is $299. If you get the max. Yeah.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hold on. It's not changing the price. There you go. If you get the Odin 2 Max, it's $459.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it's a little bit more.
And then the Odin 2 Mini, the base is $339, and the Pro is $399 for the Odin 2 Mini, which is what I want. Yeah. I want the white one. Man, it looks good.
Yeah. Like, that's for everything, especially if you have, a full white setup, just everything looks so clean.
Yeah.
I don't know what's with it, though. The white is clean.
It is.
It even matches my LeBron Shroy Creamer.
Yeah.
But it says here, also, Aang has been fairly quiet in 2024. They've only major release coming in is the form of the PS Vita like Odin 2 Mini back in June, which we talked about it whenever it first.
Yep.
That's probably near our 1 year anniversary, actually.
I would assume. Were you?
But yeah, that's what.
Would we do this in person? You were here in June.
Yeah.
I think we did talk about that. I think we talked about it, the rumor before you came, and then we talked about it being officially released after you were here. We done it in person.
Yeah, I think it was that. Yeah. But yeah, they've only talked about one thing this year, and that was, the Odin 2 Portal. They just showed a picture of it or whatever. Yeah. But they didn't give us any information on it or anything like that, so that's all I got.
Alright. We will move on. Nintendo 64 4K console has been announced by Analog.
Heck no. 4K Nintendo 64 console. It's a bit much.
Yeah, which technically you could do that on an emulator.
Do it for free.
If you want to do it on an actual console, here you go.
Yeah. It says here, it won't make it out in 2024 as originally planned, but Analog is finally ready to share details on its take on the Nintendo 64. The Analog 3D will launch early next year. The company says Q1, 2025. It will cost $250. It doesn't say anything about the other yen and all that.
Yeah, but you can convert that if you're worried about it.
But it says here it either comes in black or white.
Gotta get that white.
So you can get,
gotta get that clean.
Match the setup.
Yeah.
But, you know, pre-orders kick off on the 21st at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, or ET. ET. First announced. Was that Eastern Time?
Yeah. I say ET.
L-E-T. Little alien looking.
Yeah.
But you know, it was first announced at the beginning of this year. The Analog 3D is a modern take on the Nintendo 64, similar to Analog's previous consoles covering the NES, SNES, Sega Genesis, and Game Boy. The new console, you know, upscale classic games to 4K resolution and includes multiple display modes to mimic the look and feel of a CRT display. Analog says it's designed with a, you know, bespoke purpose built 4K upscaler. The company says the Analog's 3D is, you know, 100% compatible with the Nintendo 64 cartridges. So if you have Nintendo 64 games, like the cartridges, you don't have to. You can
get
use
separate those ones and like don't work with the original ones.
Yeah, so that's good that, you know, obviously you can use those cartridges and stuff.
But because yeah, I do here, know that Analog, like, they make their own retro consoles, so they make their own cartridges for those specific consoles, but this one specifically you can use the original N64 cartridge.
Yeah, but if you don't have the original, you can obviously, you know, get it from AIM or whatever, or you can just
Analog.
Actually you can go to Analog.
AIM is the last talk.
Yeah, to me AIM.
Yeah, you got, you just in the past two topics you've mentioned AIM, A-N-E-O, and an Analog.
Yep. Yeah. Too many A's. The three A's we're talking about this episode.
Yeah.
But, it says here, by, you know, use that, you know, you can use the Nintendo 64 cartridges. It's also region-free by utilizing FPGA technology, which allows it to function like, you know, the original console. This is good news for Nintendo 64. In particular, which has proven notoriously hard to emulate. So you might not be able to really emulate the, you know, Analog 3D either.
My PC can emulate N64 pretty easily.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. But it says here, the Analog 3D supports Bluetooth, has four original controller ports, two USB ports, and an SD card slot. You can check out the full specs right here. I don't have them, but there's also a new operating system dubbed 3D OS. It doesn't come with a controller, but 8-Bit Do has created an updated version of the Nintendo 64 gamepad controller, minus the third prong. So it doesn't have the third prong. Just two pronged.
Yep.
But it says here that is being sold separately for $40 for $40 US. You can see it in the photo at the top of this article. Guess what? We don't have it.
Well, Art, if you do want to see it, it'll be in the description of the episode.
Yeah, obviously. But says here
the link, not the picture. The link will be.
Yeah. Then, you know, it's obviously going to be probably at the top and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has a Hall Effect stick, and it's also compatible with Switch, Android, and PC. So you can also just use any original Nintendo Switch controller, or not Nintendo Switch, Nintendo 64 controller, you know, you have laying around. So you could use your Nintendo 64 controllers and stuff, so you don't have to buy, you know, their separate controller or whatever.
Right, yeah, you can use your corded one. With more than likely the wore out thumbstick, because those were known for going bad and wearing out and being loose as crap.
Like your mom.
Yep.
But it says here, the reveal comes during a particularly interesting time for, you know, new video game hardware. Sony is about to launch the PS5 Pro, as we talked about in one of our previous episodes. While Nintendo has a new console on the horizon, along with a $99 alarm clock.
Yeah, alarm mode. We didn't talk about it last week, but me and Colin did.
I seen it whenever we were. I was looking topics for.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty cool. It's an alarm clock, but a console.
Yeah, it is cool. It's just $100. So. Yeah, most people use their phones as an alarm clock now. So.
Yeah.
I know. I have been for the past probably 15 years.
Yeah. If you want to check your time, you normally don't look at a clock now. You just look at your phone.
Right.
Which right now, it's 21:57. Yep. I use military time.
9:57.
Yep. But that's all I have on that.
All right. Well, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow our podcast socials, our TwitchKick YouTube accounts, our personal TwitchKick YouTube accounts. Join our Discord. Follow all of our other podcast accounts, our Twitter, YouTube. I'm not YouTube. I already said YouTube. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Yep.
Facebook, Fire Merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. Pretty much from now on, just Fire Merch from TeePublic. You don't even have to use those other sites if you don't want to. Use TeePublic.
First of all our, everything's on there. The only thing, you could get from another site is, say the V-Supreme beanies.
Oh, yeah.
They're,
yeah,
stitched.
If you want anything other than shirts, hoodies, there's pretty much everything on TeePublic, cups, pillows, all kinds of crap. Except for magnets, hoodies, and not hoodies, but beanies. And there's beanies. Even hats, baseball caps if you want on TeePublic. Yep. But if you want a toboggan or a beanie, use Vistaprint.
Yeah, Vistaprint. You have a cool stitched version of our logo on it. And I still haven't put any of the colors, but the original colors up. But... if you want a beanie, that'd be cool. I might get one in December, maybe.
It's getting cold. I need to get me a hoodie. Get me a zip-up jacket.
It is getting cold.
I'd rather have a zip-up jacket than a hoodie, though.
Right now, it's 41 degrees here. It's getting colder.
41?
As fall goes.
Yeah.
So, get you a hoodie.
The low tonight's 33 here.
Is it? I can't see. I'm just looking at the corner of my PC. But yeah, get all our merch and stuff.
Yep.
Join our Discord, please.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.